USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. As the presidential election is only weeks away, both President Trump and Democrat candidate Joe Biden are stumping full speed ahead. President Trump from the White House.
So you just marched to the White House because you understand to protect the lives of black Americans and all Americans, you have to have your police support you. You have to have that. If the left gains power, they'll launch a nationwide crusade against law enforcement, and they've already done that. And you see them. They're doing that at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
Joe Biden is in Erie, Pennsylvania.
We lose anywhere from 700 to 1,000 people a day dead. The president was told a little while ago, when he was told 100,000 people a day were dying, you know what he said? He says, it is what it is. Well, it is what it is because he is who he is.
USA Radio News.
I know why it's going to brag about how Mike Lindell and MyPillow have given him the best night's sleep of his life, but it's true. 3 years ago, before I got my first MyPillow, I just couldn't sleep through the night. I was restless. I was up and down all night long. Now with MyPillow, I sleep through the night every night. But don't just trust me. Try it for yourself. You've got a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty with a pillow that's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And right now, the buy one, get one free offer is still available. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code USA, and get two MyPillow premium pillows at a better price than you can get at retail just by using my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Take my word for it. You'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back. And my promo code USA will get you up to 60% off the entire line of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hurricane Delta delivered strong winds and heavy rain to much of South and Central Louisiana Friday night, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes across the Gulf Coast.
And right now, Delta's a tropical depression, still raining, still threat of flash floods inland. And the state and our partners in the parishes are doing damage assessments as we speak.
Peter Gaynor with FEMA reminds us safety first when generating your own power.
We've had numerous carbon monoxide poisonings after disasters. And again, we need to keep you safe in these really critical hours until it's all clear and safe to come out.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't like President Donald Trump's roughly $1.8 trillion stimulus proposal. On Saturday, Pelosi called the counteroffer Trump made insufficient and amounted to one step forward, two steps back in negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Working from home may last longer than COVID-19 at the tech giant Microsoft. USA Radio News' Val Dior reports.
Microsoft said on Friday it would allow most of its employees to clock in up to half their weekly working hours remotely, providing greater flexibility even after offices start reopening. The software maker said in a blog post that while returning to office is optional for most employees for now, Microsoft was not committing to having every employee work remotely. The Redmond, Washington-based company had about 163,000 full-time employees as of June. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
President Trump has picked up another nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize after a Finnish member of the European Parliament called for the American president to receive the honor. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas says she was in the Oval Office when the call came in.
It's just such a new day in the Middle East, Pete, and, yeah. And it's happening so quickly that it's almost hard to process all of it. When I was sitting in the Oval yesterday, I was lucky enough to be a fly on the wall and listen to the President Trump's phone call with the King of Bahrain and, of course, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. And the Prime Minister Netanyahu made such an excellent point. He said it took 26 years to get an agreement between Arabs and Israelis, and now within the span of 29 days, we have had two.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.